I just was really obsessed with old soul records and just the minutes, you know, like it's usually like under 3 minutes.
Right.
And there's so much going on in that particular like little composition. I was just really became really obsessed with that.
When the Black Hollies were making their second album, Softly Towards the Light, they were determined to keep the tracks short and sweet. And they succeeded. With 10 tracks, the album comes in at just about 40 dense and danceable minutes. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Rita Houston here. The Black Hollies sound might call to mind London bands of the mid-60s or maybe a Stax record review. But this band's roots aren't in England or Memphis. They're in Jersey. The band recorded their first album, Crimson Reflections, back in 2006 at their home studio. But they stepped out a little bit and recorded Softly Towards the Light at a studio they chose for its vintage feel and sound, Hoboken's Pigeon Club. Although it owes a clear debt to the music of the 60s, Softly Towards the Light is also very modern, in a noisy wall of sound sort of way. And the Black Hollies' Justin Angelo Mori told FUV's Russ Boris that another thing about them that's very modern is how they've made a name for themselves.
That's got to be a huge, huge, you know, promotional tool, that, you know, just in general between Facebook or Twitter or the blogs in general, how people are finding out about the band.
Yeah, I mean, they're certainly resourceful. I mean, especially nowadays, it seems like almost everyone has some sort of account, you know, or everyone's going online and checking things out. So for a band like us, it really helps out. I mean, I feel like we had so many fans overseas before we even put our records out, you know, based on just, you know, interacting with people, you know, people hearing, you know, hearing demos, whatever, on our MySpace page back in, like, I don't know, 1989, right? That's how long we've been
there. Yeah, MySpace was very 89.
It's very 89. But, yeah, we're really grateful, you know, for that stuff. It's really good.
Run with me, run with me, run. Run with me, run with me, run. Can you give me the time to pick up the pieces? When you're near me, my head goes on up to the clouds. Can you give me a chance at a new beginning? No reason to harbor bad feelings, so follow me now. Run with me, run with me, run to the other side of the wandering.
Got some great looking equipment in here, guys. A lot of vintage looking stuff. Do you sort of accumulate this stuff over the years?
I've always been interested in it since I was like younger. Like probably my obsession with it probably started around like the early 90s when, you know, it was somewhat easily obtainable, you know, at a reasonable price.
Right.
Nowadays it's a little difficult, but everything we've acquired has been purely by luck and like deals, like because we don't have any money to really buy. You know, we can't really play with the big boys, you know. But we, you know, it's, I think they certainly enhance our sound. You know, they kind of work with us, you know, not against us. However, that particular keyboard worked against us at a couple of shows on tour. It's just recently repaired, so we're pretty excited.
Okay, now what does working against us mean exactly?
Sticking keys, yeah, like keys that don't work. Certain sounds that don't want to work with you, you know, so there'll be periods of like silence, you know.
Some mornings it wakes up and it feels its age.
Pretty much. I think it's certainly an old man. Yeah, definitely.
Gloomy Monday morning, I'll never make it to work on time. Had to keep driving to catch a glimpse of that bird outside. Usually standing on the corner of 39, smoking her cigarette. A pretty face you can never forget. Baby, let me be your man.
Baby, let me be your man.
One time for your lonely time. Baby, let me be your man.
Baby, let me be your man.
One time for your lonely time. It's patent leather plastic. Tiny birds on the tops of the vamps. Secretary glasses. Neath the base of the fringe in her hair. Usually standing on the corner of 39. Smoking her cigarette. A pretty face you can never forget.
That's the Black Hollies, live with Gloomy Monday Morning, from their new album, Softly Towards the Light. Thanks to producer Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online, anytime, at WFUV.org.